What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Suplex City Geeks. This is Steve here, and joining me today for this brand new episode, episode 19, is Alex.
I don't know why, but I wanted to start like, what is it like? Welcome to AEW Rampage.
that's kind of what I was going for. I was kind of going for that Excalibur scream.
You know, but then you just need the beginning or whatever. Then you know.
Right. Yeah.
And then the fans.
Yeah.
Welcome to AEW Rampage. We're here live at the Metro Superdome.
Yep.
Where's that at? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Metropolis. I don't fucking know.
That sounds about right. That doesn't sound wrong at all. But
welcome to the Metropolis Metro Superdome. I am Alex the Threat Fret here alongside with Steven. The saucy man,
South. Mr. Sauce.
The sauce. The sauce boss.
The sauce boss. Yeah, it's me. It's me.
Kind of shout out our governments or whatever. Already.
Listen, it's all good.
Anyway, if they go on our social medias, we have it there anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just us. Yeah.
No, but what's funny is that my name does sound like a gimmick name.
A little bit.
That's why, like, you know, the threat part or whatever actually was like a moniker given to me by an old high school buddy by the name of Kenley Dillard, and nice. I always loved that. Like,
shouting,
you know,
his whole government.
No, dude, he's a really great artist. One dude that he does stuff online that he draws with. Like, dude, he could draw both hands and he does like big murals and stuff. One of the things that he did and I thought was amazing that he actually had like. He was featured in W. Come On Bell's show, like the old show that he had. Nice. So like I'm proud of him. He's always been a good dude, man.
I
give my bro a shout out, whatever. You know, it's been a minute since I've seen him though, but like whenever we see each other like back then or whatever, it's just like where we last left off.
Of course, that's always fair. That's always a good thing. It's always a great thing.
Oh, since we're here or whatever, that, you know, since we're on the wrestling podcast, right? Yeah. There was a story that I wanted to share last week, and I totally forgot about it.
Let's talk about it.
Right. That's the first one was this. I had one of the most awkward situations occur to me when I was going to work like a few weeks back.
Okay.
So I was walking, you know, from the train station heading to work or whatever, right? And this random kid that looks like a friend of mine, but then as he got closer, I was like, oh, that's not him, right? So he comes up to me, like, in this low, like, you know, super introvert, like, you know, like, weird voice or whatever, like, you know, because I was wearing a Danhausen shirt. So he's like, you know, is it Danhausen? What? Yeah, it's a Danhausen shirt. So then, you know, he's just like, it's awesome. Scissor me, daddy. And I was like, what? Scissor me, daddy. So, you know, of course, just for the fuck of it, I did it. And then I was thinking about showing him the picture on the phone that I have, because on my lock screen it's a picture of myself with Danhausen. Nice. But by the time, you know, he just kind of like, you know, just like walking off quick, because I guess, like, you know, yeah, just as like people or whatever, but whatever the fuck. But yeah, so then another cool situation was that. And it was funny too, because I was wearing the Shotzi Blackheart, Let 'Em Eat Tank or whatever. Well, I forget the shirt. You know, the shirt that she's on the tank.
Yeah.
Right. So this like random big, like, you know, ghetto dude or whatever just comes out and know me. He, like, you know, like just starts talking to me out of nowhere. Like, you know, he was like, Shotzi, nice. I was like, yeah. So my man starts pulling up his shirt, fucking guts just starts hanging out a little bit or whatever the hell. My man's walking to NWO, is like, nice. So, you know, we're just talking about wrestling for a few. And then when he got off on the stop, he was gonna get off, gave the two sweet. And, you know, I was just like, fucking love it, man. I think I even tweeted about it or whatever. Like, you know, just saying, like, you know, just geeking out on wrestling in the train while heading to work. It's fucking awesome, dude.
It's the best, dude.
Oh, so yeah. So since you mentioned the whole thing,
I'm sorry.
I did go to an indie show a few weeks back, and it was to support my bro. He goes by his actual government, you know, King Jeter, right? Mm. And if you want to know, like, like his claim to fame or like the people who recognize him on WorldStar, there was a video of, you know, of him or whatever. And the title was 500-pound guy doing moonsault.
Nice.
Right. But he's not 500 pounds.
Yeah, of course.
But not. You know what it is, since he's a big, you know, he's a big dude or whatever, you know, it, that like, you know, made it more special. And then the comments or whatever, fucking people, you know, people keep dicks, man. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, oh, my man's going to catch a heart attack doing that and all that, you know, another shit like that. I was like, man, go fuck yourself. Right. But, but yeah, but you know, my bro, whatever's been doing his thing already for like, I want to say
a little over 20 time.
Yeah. I'm saying like, yeah, like 20 years. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that I got in, you know, injured and taken out, I think I probably would still been doing it too.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. Honestly, I kind of,
you still want to. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, mind you, with a double hip replacement, I'm just kind of scared. Like, you know, one good bump and, you know, up the other place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But then my boy King, right, you know, he was telling me like, you know, why don't you do a tag match? I was like, motherfuckers, like, you know, playing devil's advocate. I fucking love it. Bro, I love you, dude. Like, you know, but.
He's like, yes and no. Yes and no.
Yeah, but I am like far from ring shape. So it, like, to me, like, I think I would be happy if I could at least just step into the ring, run the ropes a second, and maybe take like a bump just to see, you know, if I still could. But even with that, I don't think I'll be able to get up like I used to. I'll probably take the bump, have to roll all the way to the ropes so I can get myself up.
you could be a manager. That way you could still step into the ropes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll be at the shows.
Yeah, so, and it's funny because since you mentioned, like, shows or whatever, I don't want to shout the dude's name out or whatever, but I have another friend that, you know, that he does wrestle from time to time, that he wants to do a wrestling show, and he wants to pick my brain on some shit. So it's just like...
Do it.
No, you know, and I was just like, you know, I mean, I don't think I'll be, like, you know, participating in a match or anything like that or whatever.
No, but you could be, like, a producer.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, if he wants to pick my brain on stuff or whatever, think, you know, of what I think would work best and everything like that, I have no problem with that whatsoever. And part of it is that he wants to do this for our late friend. Our late friend or whatever that he used to wrestle to. And, you know, it's... I love the idea. Like, you know, when I heard about that.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, so, you know, it's... In the coming weeks, like, if everything comes to fruition or whatever like that, I will definitely bring it up here of like, you know, like, I'm not going to get too into detail, but just, you know, kind of ideas.
Well, of course,
but,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because part of it is, I kind of don't want to jinx it. You know what I mean?
That's fair. That's totally understandable.
But like I said, I love the idea. Like, you know, like to do something like in honor of our late friend, I was like, that would be cool.
Hell yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
And I hear the pussy in the background.
Meow. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you know what's funny?
Got monetized.
You know what's funny? You heard it, but I didn't. I have the headphones on, so I can't hear shit outside.
Yeah, yeah. Your mic is pretty good, man. It picks up shit.
Yeah, it does. It does. It picks up too much shit sometimes.
Yeah,
but yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good though. It's all good though. So, the reason we are here today is that we're here to talk about this past weekend we had WWE's Backlash, formerly known as WrestleMania Backlash, but they don't do that anymore.
No, I mean, originally it was supposed to be WrestleMania Backlash.
Right.
And then I guess because maybe because of how everything was playing out or whatever, they didn't want to like to kind of give it like the implications of like what happened from, you know, WrestleMania and stuff like that.
Right.
I think they just wanted to keep pushing forward.
And yeah, they should.
I think it's a lot better to do that.
Absolutely, because technically what you really think about Backlash, you think, well, WrestleMania Backlash, you think of usually like the first week after fucking Backlash, after WrestleMania happens. That's how I see it. I see it as like, oh yeah,
honestly, Backlash that would Raw, be the that first, Raw the first after Mania weeks. Whatever was such a disappointment.
Yeah, it was garbage.
I mean, like, the only thing that was kind of cool was the return of Riddle, but even with that, it was just like that and Cody getting, you know, murdered on national television.
Yeah, that was fun.
Then at the end with the rubber chicken too, like, you know, it was just like, you know, like the rubber chicken's looking at Cody like, you know, oh shit, you know.
Yep. Exactly.
And then I love the fact that Cody just used that in the part of the promo too afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And honestly, like I said, you got to love hate the internet or whatever, the memes that came out of it.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
My favorite one is the one that they spoofed Alien.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what was it? It was Sammy, Kevin, Cody, and I forgot who else. And then, you know, Cody had the chicken come out like the, you know, like the.
Oh yeah, like the face.
The xenomorph.
Yeah.
Oh man, so it's just like, yo, like the internet, you know, love hate relationship.
Yeah, the internet's the best most of the time.
Mostly.
at least my side of the internet, the side that I actually pay attention to.
Yeah.
The other side's not too much, but the side that I usually watch and take, you know, partake in, it's usually pretty safe to be, at least for me. But yeah, we're here for talking about Backlash that happened this past weekend in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And it was actually a really fun show. A lot better than I expected it to be. I was expecting what the typical WWE pay-per-views have been as of late, and they haven't been too great. But this was,
I forgot what people say. It's like, it usually is a shit sandwich. Like, you know, you have the bread, you have like, you know, the wonderful bread.
Yeah.
Then you have like the big piece of shit in the middle, mm-hmm. and then you have like the other bread that's pretty good. So yeah, you know, shit sandwich.
It's usually like you get the good opener, the good closer, and then everything in the middle is just absolute dog shit. Yeah.
With maybe like one or two matches that are okay. So that's like, you know, like try things that are trying to cover the shit, like cheese or ham or whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Something to get, or, you know, something to flavor it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Bacon and sazon or whatever, cover the shit.
Yeah.
But shit's still like, shit.
Kind of like a White Castle burger.
No. White Castle burgers make you shit.
They're still delicious, though. They're still delicious.
Oh, dude, fucking those sliders are fucking amazing, man.
Yeah,
I still miss the fact that we don't have a White Castle around the neighborhood here anymore, whatever. I know I mentioned it before that it was a 24-hour White Castle, and then it just closed because one day or whatever, there was a 40-person brawl that broke out in there, like, one night. And the staff was just too afraid.
That sounds like a White Castle, indeed.
Yeah. So that sounds like a Jerry Springer, rest in peace. You know, Jerry Springer White Castle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when I heard about that, I was just like, man, you ruined my late night goodness. Fuck off.
Yeah, fuckers. No, but this Backlash was actually pretty damn good. It was actually like, there wasn't necessarily a really dull match. There was only one match that I was like kind of like, eh. Well, actually, no, two matches that I was like, eh, about. But we'll get to those in a minute.
Yeah.
One thing that I can say was that the crowd the entire night was fucking insanely good. Which is fucking great. Because you need
Puerto
that crowd
Rico was
to
fucking
start.
Happy to have something, you know, WWE event. What was it? They even said it. The last time they had a major event over there like that was 18 years.
Yep.
Like, they probably had, like, tours here and there, but, you know, like, a major pay-per-view. Yep. Well, I'm sorry, premium live event. Right,
it's a pay-per-view. I fucking hate that they call it that. Well, whatever.
No, but remember, it's always the WWE-isms or whatever. Like, you want to be different.
No, yeah.
And
no,
honestly,
and I get it because
honestly,
like,
the other thing is, you can't even call it pay-per-view anymore.
Because they're not, you're not paying for it.
Yeah. No, not even, well, $9.99, right? But, you know, but most of the time they're not on pay-per-view because other bigger events are on, you know, pay-per-view. So it's taking up the pay-per-view time. Usually either UFC or boxing or, you know, something
else. Boxing's
of the sort.
On fucking Showtime.
Depending on the boxing, it'd be like, it's on Skidamax.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is
but
that?
Yeah.
Nude box it.
It's like that stupid fucking slap boxing bullshit. The slap fights and shit. Fuck that. I'm sorry.
Oh no. Before
the power slap.
Yeah. Power slap. You know.
Yeah.
But I actually liked the clips before it started becoming big.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you see this, that was just like one dude or whatever the hell. My man had, like, you know, like, it looked like he had, like, catcher's mitt fucking hands or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he would be going against, like, there was one dude or whatever that he just looked like the stereotypical fucking, you know, like white trash junkie.
Mm-hmm.
My man hit him. He ate it. Then out of nowhere, when, you know, when it was this dude's turn, you see that fucking hand, you know, measuring the face. And I'm just like, oh, this ain't gonna be good. Right. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, hit floor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But then you have it. You have Dana White coming in and doing some shit that doesn't look safe at all. It doesn't look safe. Like, I've tried to watch a couple episodes and it just doesn't look like the people actually live to actually see their kids.
No, he tried to give it like you know, rules and regulations or whatever. Like,
but the other ones did have rules.
I say trying to legitimize it, right? Like, you know, to give it a more sports feel, which I get, yeah. Right? And besides, no matter what, when it comes to business, you always got to try something. You know what I mean?
No, and I get it. That's fair.
Right. Like, and I give it whatever. If it's out there, whatever, and people are still watching, there's a fan base. I was about to burp. I'm sorry.
I guess. It's all good. You can burp. It's all good. I don't mind. It's whatever.
But yeah,
I get it. It's whatever.
Let's go back to Backlash.
Yeah, back to Backlash. This was, like I said, like I was saying, this was a really fun show. I actually had a good time watching it. And I was like, hey, this is actually pretty damn good. And it started off with a great fucking match, which I was very excited for because I kind of wanted to see the title change. And we're talking about Bianca Belair versus Io Sky for the Raw Women's Championship. Which technically isn't it considered, wouldn't it be considered the SmackDown Women's Championship?
No, you don't remember what they did last time? When they had the draft and, you know, the champions got switched, they were just like, you know, I'll take this belt. You take that belt.
Yeah.
Even Steven.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Even you.
Yeah. Even me. It's all good. But still, it doesn't, it's whatever. That still doesn't make any sense. The whole draft doesn't fucking make any sense to me.
No. I get because you have two shows and you want to have like, you know, set talent, you know, in said shows. But then, you also, like, they also have what they call the free agents that can go to any show,
mm-hmm.
right? And I couldn't stop laughing that I was listening to the Cornette podcast, and he was just saying, like, you know, he gets, like, someone like a Brock Lesnar or something like that, that, you know, that is a free agent because, you know, he's a part-timer. Like, you know, he's not always there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is it? One of the free agents is Baron Corbin. And I mean, I feel bad. Like, man, like Baron Corbin has been shat on for like so long. Yeah. And, you know, like he's not a bad worker, but, you know, he, to me, he's like in the category of The Miz in a sense, which is like, you know, like they've been there for like long enough or whatever. And, you know,
they'll just go anywhere they throw him.
Yeah. But it just seems like no matter what, recently, whatever, like when it comes to The Miz, they keep him on Raw anyway. So.
Which is fine. That's whatever.
No, because remember, the Miz and Misses or whatever is usually after that on Mondays.
Yeah, which makes sense. I'm cool with it. Still, though. So, but, Bianca Belair versus Io Sky. It was a good match.
That match really showed, you know, the true potential of Io.
And, for sure.
And, you know, and the thing is, it's like, people kind of sleep on Io because of, like, you know, the height and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But look at everything that was done there. Like, I think one of my favorite maneuvers that she did was when she did, like, the, like, kind of like the headstand or whatever, and mm-hmm. then went for the knee. But she kind of stood there. And it was just like, you know, like, look at my agility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really good. She's really damn good. I've always known she's good. She's been good. But the fact that, like, she is technically hiding behind Bailey and what's her face? Fucking
Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai. It's like, okay, yeah, she doesn't really shine much because I also like the fact that she has that language barrier there too. Like, she doesn't really speak a lot of English. I know she does speak English, but she doesn't speak a lot of it. Similar to the what sucks about Asuka. She speaks English. She doesn't speak a lot of it. But you don't hear any promos from her because people, of course, are going to bitch about it.
No. At least with Asuka, whatever, her English is a little bit better than Io's.
Yeah, for sure.
But then Nakamura's English is a lot better than both of them. But then, you know, it's still with the Japanese accent. But, you know, at least they can, you know, they can emote and, you know, cut a promo. Now, is it going to be like Shakespeare? No. Right. But most of the time, it's just like, you know, like for example, like with Asuka. No one's ready for Asuka. It's like, that's right, baby. That's right.
Yeah, but this was a really good match. I was, and the crowd fucking loved the fact that they were fucking going for Asuka. They were going for Asuka so fucking hard that they were literally. Oh yeah, ooh, yeah, my bad. Ooh.
You weren't ready.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. But it looked like they were chanting so hard for Io that, like, it seemed
at one point, like when they were going with the yay boo spot, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They were going for Io the entire time. And I was like, yo, this is great. And I was looking for her to actually, for Bianca to actually lose. I was expecting her to lose, but of course that didn't happen.
No. The reason, like for me, I knew that that wasn't really going to happen was two things. One, right, since she's part of that group and the bigger name is Bayley. And speaking of Bayley, you know, that outfit.
Yeah. It was nice.
What was that? What was that old chant when she was on NXT?
I don't remember.
Like, you know, hey, blah blah something Bayley. So to me, it was just like, you know, oh my god, like, please go back to the hugger gimmick and give me a hug.
No, but I would see what you're saying is that the title should go to Bayley. But
no, I'm not saying should. I'm just saying that because she's, you know, the, like, you know, the
underling, essentially.
Yeah, she's the underling of Bayley, right? You know, unless they're gonna do the storyline where, like, you know, she was pushing away from the group, which I'm not gonna say is too soon, but what they did here on, you know, with this match is that they planted the seeds.
Okay. I see it. But what I would have liked to see, this is my thought process on this whole match. I would have loved to see Io win, right? Even with them actually coming into to somewhat, you know, mess shit up or whatever. She comes out with the win, and then Bayley winds up becoming jealous of her having the title, and the title will be wanting to be hers, causing a bigger rift in the whole crew.
Yeah.
That's what I would have wanted to see. Because at this point, Damage Control has no way of, there's no anything for them right now.
Well, I mean, maybe with this draft, who knows?
I guess. I'm cautiously optimistic about it.
No, I get what you mean. But I will say this, though. This match proved that Io can go.
Oh, for sure.
This match proved that the fans are behind Io.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it all, like, you know, and the other thing to me is this. It's just like, you know, you can have a champion where you have, like, you know, in, like, you know, with the whole, you know, language barrier thing doesn't really matter because the talent speaks for itself.
Well, I think so too.
But I'm still on that whole thing that I think Asuka should have won that Mania, but whatever.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. No. I would have taken either Asuka or Io to fucking actually come through with the win.
And because honestly, I think what would have been great was, let's say if Io would have won, one of the first challenges, I think, because of the old feud that they had, would have been Asuka would have been one of the first things. And I think that would have been a fucking classic.
Absolutely. And I would not be mad at that. Like, I'm totally down for it because, like, Bianca Belair has been holding the title for over a year already.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to give her a record. Like how they're doing with Roman, that the rumor for Roman or whatever apparently is that they want
100 days.
No, they want to do 1,000. But then now the other thing is that apparently they want him to beat Hogan's record.
No, stop it. I get it. I understand. I get it. But now we have like a substitute title now. Like,
Yeah, and I think what really sucks is, I think what should have been done, and this is just my opinion, I think that maybe, like, if you wanted to give this title, like you know, legitimacy, or what I think should have been done was that Roman would have put both titles on the line, and it would have been like a 2 out of 3 falls match or whatever, or, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, like one falls for one title, the other falls for the other. Yeah. So, you know, at least with that, because at least someone finally beat Roman, but Roman is still champion and Roman is still carrying, you know, well, it would be
it would have been universal
because Universal was the one I think he won first.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, so
I think it would have been I would say a 2 out of 3, and then it would have been dealer's choice of whichever one they wanted to keep.
I think just for the namesake or whatever, the person would have been like, you know, WWE title.
Yeah.
Because that one has more of a legacy.
Mm-hmm. The fact that this one now doesn't have any legacy at all behind it.
I mean,
it's
kind of a cop-out.
It is. It's an absolute cop-out. It's like, yo, we need a title on Raw because both the titles are on fucking on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And he's a part-timer, so we need somebody to actually claim that fucking title somehow. And I have a real strong feeling that Roman is going to try to go for that title again too.
But I'm just saying, after the tournament.
No, even in the tournament, I think he's going to be
putting. No, he's on the tournament.
You never know.
No, he's on the tournament. They already announced the 12 people.
Oh, okay.
It's 6 from Raw, 6 from SmackDown.
Okay. Did they announce exactly who's going to be in it?
Yeah. They had the 12 names or whatever.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the. We keep going off of tangents all over the fucking place.
Still wrestling.
Yeah, I know. It's still wrestling, but still we gotta try to keep on track. Because if not, we'll be here for like 18 hours just fucking talking about what random shit is gonna happen in wrestling. But Bianca Belair actually won this match, and like I said, it was a good match. It wasn't bad. And it really did put a bigger spotlight on Io. So I'm excited to see what
Io. Yeah, so I'm just saying though. So that was the one win for Io, that yeah. You know, she got that crowd support.
Mm-hmm. A huge crowd support, which is like, okay, I'll take it. I'm not mad about it. Then the following match, she still didn't win the title though.
Yeah. Like, you know, like I'll take that. But she's still
gonna win the title. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Still somewhat bitter, but it's all good. The following match was Omos versus Seth freaking Rollins, which was not bad. It wasn't a bad match. It was actually pretty good.
It was a lot better than I expected.
Way better than I expected. Funny how Seth was trying to put Omos.
He's another free agent.
Yeah.
And I think that actually works when it comes to him. Because at least if you don't have him on one show, he doesn't have to work all the time. So at least, like, you know, for like, you can kind of keep him as an attraction, as, you know, like, oh, look at this giant.
Mm-hmm. And like, essentially, he is the only real big man in WWE right now.
Other guy that they have that's pretty tall there, I think it was a Dobo Kato. That's the dude that was with, what's his face? Apollo Crews.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny because the last time you saw him or whatever is when he turned on Apollo after, you know, I think Apollo won the match or something, or lost the match. I forget what it was. Yeah. And he turned on him. And then for whatever reason, they just kind of forgot that storyline.
Yeah. And he pretty much disappeared since then.
Yeah.
And now Apollo Crews actually speaking his regular speaking accent, not in a fucking like weird ass Nigerian accent.
My man, they eat the heart plant or whatever.
Yeah. And as Mario was saying, who? It's fucked up, but he's kind of right.
No, and I feel bad because, I mean, like, you know, like I said, you know, he is a big man, but I think what it is nowadays is that, like, the big man and everything like that is not as special as it used to be.
Yeah.
And even with that, like, you know, what is it? The last time you had, like, a big man that could really do something was, what, the Big Show?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just like after that, it just kind of like, I'm not gonna say lost its luster, but lost its luster.
Yeah, it did. It essentially did, because at this point, like, nobody really cares about the big bang. It's because nobody else in wrestling is really that big anymore. Everybody's pretty much gotten smaller, which is one of the reasons why you're kind of like, why is everybody so small? But
yeah, which is like the one thing that I always kind of got mad about when it came to wrestling now. Because at least, like, you know, when I was growing up or whatever, when, like, when you think of a wrestler, it would usually be like, you know, a dude that's like 6 foot plus.
Yeah.
You know, like 200, super beefy. 200 pounds. Yeah. You know, like, and even let's have an example, if they weren't like, you know, cut up or whatever, they were just, you know,
big.
Yeah. And you know, mostly like bodybuilders. So.
Yeah. Now, not so much. Now, a lot of the wrestlers now are like regular size guys.
Giving everyone like that hope now, whatever. Like, maybe someday I can be a wrestler. Like,
yeah. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes people need that, because not everybody wants to be a fucking bodybuilder. Not everybody wants to.
But like I said, it's just like, you know, to me, it's just the, you know, pro wrestling was always that, you know, so, like a person that had to be like larger than life.
Yeah, I get it. But as Mario says, wrestling has evolved.
Did it though?
Just a little bit, just slightly, just slightly. Just slightly. But yeah, back to Omos and Seth Rollins. It was a pretty good match. It was it was funny how he was like, Rollins was trying to put Omos in a fucking pedigree. Fucking hilarious. Because he's like fucking like 7'8" and shit. And then he just hit him with a back body drop. He's like, yo, fucking flip you off out of nowhere.
No, I think one of the funniest ones was when this dude was on his knees and gave Seth Rollins a back body drop, and he's still like from like a person, like,
yeah.
So I was like, imagine he was taking that 7'3" back body drop, especially like since you're going higher. I was like, my man would have probably broke his back.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was one of the cool spots that actually I give Omos credit for taking was the spinning DDT from the corner, and he actually took the bump and rolled over, and I was just like, that actually, like, you know, like, it shows that he's trying.
Yeah, he's trying. But not only just that, but like, people are like, Seth Rollins actually gave him his props too, and in giving him like some shine as well. Even though he is one of those dudes that don't do a lot, because he's obviously bigger, so he's a relative amount slower than Seth, but he's still trying, and he looked good in the match. I'm not gonna lie, he looked good.
And it was fun. like how I was talking about earlier, whatever, that, you know, I was surprised on how it turned out.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't have a problem with this match at all. I was like, okay, I'll take it.
I remember, what was it, when it first was announced, we were like, why? And I was just like, listen, there's a reason. And then, as you saw, it played out better than what people expected.
Yeah, it played out way better than I expected. So, yeah, kudos to them for that one. That was a good match. And then Seth Rollins, of course, won that match. But Omos actually... He got a good showing, so kind of pushes him a little bit better. So it wasn't a bad match. The following match was the one that matched, and I was like, why? And I'm still kind of like, why? And that's Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed and Bobby Lashley.
I will say this though, there was one fucking move that won me over for that match.
Okay, which one was that one?
When Bronson Reed did the fucking the Vader splash or whatever.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, you know, like as an outside spot to Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, like, I think he's gonna dislocate Bobby Lashley's shoulder. But Lashley timed it right. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it looked good.
Yeah. Because one thing that I love that Bronson Reed is back in WWE, even though I miss him being part of New Japan. He's a good wrestler, and the fact that he technically hasn't been pinned yet, right? Who was it? Who was it got the pin on this one? It was Bobby, right?
No, remember Bronson Reed got pinned because
So he got pinned the first time he's gotten pinned.
He got pinned, but it was, I think, because Bobby did the spear. And then this dude, Austin Theory, just kind of like, like he sneaked in, threw Bobby out, got, you know, like, he was like, fuck you, I got this.
Yeah, yeah. The surprise roll-up type shit. But yeah, like, I'm excited. I'm glad that Bronson is there and he's actually getting some shine. But, like, he's not really going anywhere. I don't see him actually winning a title, which is sad to say.
Not anytime soon. I want him to win
something. Yeah, right. But I don't see him. I don't see them actually pushing him to actually getting a title.
And I'm trying to wonder, is he on Raw or SmackDown?
He's on Raw. Because didn't he come in with The Miz?
No. Like I think they announced him by himself. But if that's the case, you might be right. Because remember, Gunther's on Raw, and I don't think they're taking that belt from him anytime soon.
Right. Yeah. I think the only one that should take it would be him.
Just that match alone, whatever. Two big dudes, whatever. Just back and forth for whatever.
Right.
Just,
you know. Hell yeah, dude. Chop City, dude.
Yeah, just, you know, making that hamburger meat chest.
Yeah. So like, I want to see that. I want to see that because I like Bronson Reed. I like him. I like them better as Jonah, but. I like him. I like him there. He's good. I want to see where he goes. But Austin Creed, as we said, won this match.
Austin Creed or Austin Theory?
Same shit.
There is a big difference.
I know.
Because I was going to say, like, you know, we didn't have the... Burp, 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 burp,
yeah.
Burp, 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 burp,
you know. Yeah, but Austin Theory won.
But then the only plus side when it comes to that is that, you know, it gives them more momentum, especially after that win at Mania against Cena.
Yeah, but they're still not doing anything with him anyway. Like, he's just walking around with the title, cheat winning, essentially.
Let's see what happens because I, you know, like I said, that he got drafted to SmackDown. So let's just see what happens within the next couple months.
Yeah, but I guess what they say, a win is a win, right? Whether it's a cheat win or it's not a win, it's a solid win or a cheat win. It's still a win. But but also wins and losses don't count in WWE anyway. So whatever. Yeah. So
tell Cody that.
Yeah. Yeah. The next match that we had was actually probably one of the my second favorite match of the night, which was Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega for the Raw Women's Championship. And this match was great.
Dude, you totally skipped like the ovation of when she first came in and the crowd.
I was getting to it.
Okay.
But you can continue.
Dude, that ovation that she got when she came in, especially when she was rocking the cape, you know, the Puerto Rican flag, which, you know, oh my God. Oh, and the fans let her know of the support, you know, especially like, you know, her being Puerto Rican, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, she you could see it in her face that, she, you know, like she wants to just, like, she was kind of breaking down in the beginning, but she was holding it back.
Not kind of. She broke down.
No, but, you know, but that support, man, like, dude, that got me emotional because I was just like, you know, like, good for her. Like, you know, especially because, you know, and then her dedicating it to her late dad, like, I was just like, you know, to me, I was just like, you know, do it for your daddy.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a really fun match. Like, I'm not going to lie, that was actually really good. Like, I kind of knew where it was going to go. I kind of knew that, Rhea was going to win.
Dude, there was no way, like, especially after Mania, that Rhea was going to lose that title.
Yeah.
That's one. And two, right, when it comes to, like, the momentum that Rhea has right now, especially, like, you know, like, I think that eventually she's gonna like slowly, like, you know, kind of get away from Judgment Day. Yeah. Like she's not gonna turn on them.
No.
I just think within time or whatever, she's gonna, you know, just slowly do more stuff away. On her
yeah.
own.
Yeah. And she should because
then my question is this: who gets custody of Dom Dom?
Nobody. He's an orphan.
Daddy don't want him.
Yeah, cause fucking Ray doesn't want him. She kind of wants him, even though he's there.
Oh, you just reminded me of the tweet that was online. That it was just hilarious. So it's if you notice Rhea Ripley's tights or whatever, that it had Dom Dom on the back, you know.
That's hilarious.
Right. So what made me laugh was that you know, oh, look at mommy showing me support or whatever. And then Buddy fucking Matthews.
Buddy Matthews, yeah, yeah.
No, he said, like, you know, your name's on it, but I get to touch it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, no, yeah,
and then Rhea's response, she put the fucking the skull, like, you know, the dead thing, and she just mm-hmm. and the laugh emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's only right. You're not wrong. Nah, but it was a really good showing. I did really enjoy that match. Like, cause one, Vega, she got the huge pop. She got really put over, and I was like, oh.
No, there was one thing that I called that I said for the Mania match, but it happened in this match, where I was just saying let the chancleta to come out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fucking fantastic.
No, and you know, I thought she was gonna try to spank Rhea, but then it was just like she just threw the chancleta, whatever, like, you know, you know.
She just threw it from deep too.
No, but when the chancleta came out,
yeah,
and even the announcers or whatever, oh, Selena with mm-hmm. the chancleta, mm-hmm. right, I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I'll yeah. allow it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But the crowd popped for the chancleta.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. That was great because. It was a crowd full of Puerto Ricans.
Do you know why they cheered it? Because no, do you know why they cheered it? Because they booted or whatever. Their moms would be home like,
yeah.
I saw you boot the chancleta.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
No, mommy, no.
It was one of those, if they know, they know.
Yeah.
If you, yeah, yeah. That's
no, but at least the announcers kind of gave the idea.
Yeah, of course. Which, but, I'm surprised that it took them this long to fucking do it, but.
No, but like I said, I thought it would work better at Mania when Mysterio versus Dominic.
Yeah.
But then no, but then remember Ray pulled the belt and gave him the spanking. So I was like, yeah. I was like, all right, like, you know, he still gave him the pop out, so whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But this was a fun match. I really enjoyed it.
Same here. Oh, when Rhea was getting the heat or whatever, and she was like, you know, like I think she said something about, like, you know, oh, look at your Boricua. when Rhea said that, I was just like, oh, Rhea, you just won me over.
Mm-hmm. She was trying. She was trying hard too.
Yeah, no. Like, and even, like, you know, even though she was getting some cheers or whatever, mostly, you know, but mostly boos, because, you know, the most of, like, almost everybody in that crowd was, you know, rooting for Selena. Mm-hmm. And even after the loss or whatever, that reaction afterwards with the fans cheering for her and, you know, just, you know, and then her once again just breaking down.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
got me. That got me yeah. emotional.
It did. It did.
But
it was great.
Yeah.
Cause it was a really good turnout. Like, I was like, oh, this was, it was a good match. And then the fact that unfortunately she did lose. But we kind of saw that happening, like we've said a bunch of times. But the fact that the crowd was like hugely over on her, and like they were just all over it. And it was good. It was good. They were showing their support to one of their kind, to one of their peoples. It was good. It was good. It was a good fun match. What was the next match after that one?
One of the headline matches.
Yeah, one of the biggest matches that I was expecting. The one that I wanted this match to be the main event.
No.
No. No?
Because originally, whatever, the idea that I took as the main event was supposed to be the 3-on-3 tag, you know, the 3-versus-3 tag.
Mm-hmm.
But, or then the other one, because of, like, you know, the whole thing, was actually the main event anyway, which was Cody and Brock.
Right. But I would have rather this be my main event. I would have much rather, because this one had such a huge pop. First off, like, and we're talking about Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest. Two dudes in a street fight, in a San Juan street fight, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then what was it when Bad Bunny came out and the crowd went fucking apeshit?
It went nuts.
You know, I just think the only time I was kind of in support of him is when they announced him, because he's from the same hometown as my family. Mm-hmm. So when I heard that, I was just like, God damn it. Like, I got to kind of
support wasn't Damian Priest essentially from there too?
Yeah. But remember, Damian Priest, they announced him from New York City.
Yeah.
Like, you know, giving the heel thing or whatever is like, oh, you're New Yorkerican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but they were good. They were good. It was a really good match, dude. Like, this one was fun. It was a really fun, hardcore match. Showing that Bad Bunny is all about the wrestling. Because he doesn't need to be there.
But he is there because he's a fan.
Yeah.
And he loves the sport of wrestling.
Yeah. And he took every single bump, every single fucking kendo stick lashing.
There was only one bump where he didn't take right.
Yeah, only one. But
but he covered at the end. Like, and you know which one I'm talking about, the fucking sliced bread.
Yeah.
Where it looked like for a second, like, oh shit, he might die here.
Yeah. But it's not an easy move to fucking take either. But yeah, it was a great fucking match.
Well,
to me, match of the night.
Let's just mention the cameos, if you will.
Yes, cameos were great. First cameo that was there. Judgment Day decided to show up in the middle of the fucking match. Okay, fine. We knew that Judgment Day was somehow gonna be in this match somehow. Then Ray shows up to start, you know, to kind of even out everything, but not really, because of course
they still have one man over.
They still will have one man over, and then lo and behold, who comes up? Fucking Carlito.
It was Savio first.
No, it was Carlito first.
No.
Yeah.
What wasn't it? Savio, whatever.
No, Savio came out when Judgment Day was trying to walk out.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. So as Carlito came out, he started fucking up fucking Dominic and Finn. And then fucking they start to run out because they were like, oh, like you guys fuck me up or whatever. After Carlito brings out the apple and spits the apple in fucking in Dominic's face, which was great. They run out of the ring. And then just as they're about to leave, that's when Savio comes out.
With he's the like, fucking no, no, no. Los Boricuas theme song.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, yo, like, no, you're not coming through here. They're like, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
And then that's when
the rest of the losing LWO came out. And
wow. Tell us how you really feel.
Dude, I hate the fact that they have like this huge thing with the LWO. But all they do is lose right now.
It was funny how, remember, on NXT, like, Otto the Phantasm or whatever, like, was actually, you know, like, a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And then when they got brought up, it was just like, you know, that's when you had people, like, you know, double their size, like, you know, mm-hmm. you really think you can get over like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no. But they're good. They're really good. But the fact that like they aren't getting that positive push, other than they're just being essentially at this point, they're essentially becoming nothing but jobbers. Because all they're doing is losing. It's kind of sad.
But I do like the idea that Ray's trying to give them that, you know, the rub.
Right, but they're still losing, which kind of like makes me sad again.
Makes you a sad panda.
Yeah, makes me a sad panda. But, it was really cool that the match was fucking great. First off, they were both Puerto Rican dudes in the match. Both of them. Great. Huge pop for both of them. But then Bad Bunny pulls out the fucking win, which fucking great. Well, after they go out, into the fucking into the stands. They fight in the stands. They fucking like Damian Priest slams him through off one of the production cases into tables outside.
That was a good bump too.
Yeah, that was great. The fact that Bunny literally stole that shit, he's like, yo, like this shit fucking hurt. Even though it was on some production shit, obviously.
Remember, he also was it the Falcon Arrow. Yeah. And then I think they do a Mission Oku Driver too.
Yep. That was the first movie he did.
Yeah. And then that's when the crowd went fucking ape shit, like, you know. Yeah. But
he literally put people like, yo, like he put all these celebrities that try to do wrestling to shame.
No, you know what made me pop for the night? When Savio Vega caught this dude or whatever with the fucking Quan kick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like for me, like it brought me back. It's like I remember that, you know.
It's the member berries, the member berries.
Member Quan.
Yeah, yeah. But it was actually a really fun match. Like and the fact that like the crowd went nuts after Bad Bunny won.
No, but I think your comment to me, because you know we were texting back and forth, yeah. That's like, you know, oh look, a Puerto Rican finally won in the Puerto Rican pay per view. I was gonna say with that match, a Puerto Rican was gonna go over regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, like you know, it had to be him because you know he's the island hero.
Yeah. Not only just that, but like he's also like he's actually good at what he does. Right. Minus that one. But for somebody that doesn't need to be there, doesn't need to be wrestling, doesn't need to be doing anything within a ring, is actually going out and fucking putting on a fucking banger of a match. I loved it. Just like I enjoyed him. When he was at WrestleMania a couple years ago, fucking fantastic. When he
it was against
Omos and AJ Styles.
Okay, because I don't know why I was thinking The Miz, but then I was like,
No. It was The Miz.
But who was his partner?
I don't remember. I think it was Omos though. Hold on, I'm gonna Google that shit right now.
Juggle it, Steve. Juggle it. Empty airspace.
Yeah, I know.
No, but you know, hold on. Let's just do the thing. Steve looks for the information. We're here in the podcast, just waiting for the answer. We look to Steve. Did you find it yet? And Steve says,
Not yet. Where was it? Who was it?
Wasn't like WrestleMania like
2 years ago? It was The Miz. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. It was The Miz. And who else was it? God dang it. Hold on. John Morrison.
The Miz. That's right. Because remember they had the hey.
Yeah.
Oh ho.
Yeah.
And then what was it? Shortly after that, they went, hey John, guess what? Future.
Bye bye. Yeah. 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 That's when he's pretty much been all over the indies after that.
Yeah, and he's been doing this thing.
Yeah. He's been everywhere, which is fucking cool. That was a really fun match. I enjoyed it a lot. My favorite match of the night.
You already know mine. Mine was the first match.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's completely understandable. This one was followed by the Usos and Solo Sikoa versus Riddle, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. Fun match overall.
I was at least kind of happy that it wasn't like Mania where you had like, what is it, 20 million super kicks? I mean, there were a lot of super kicks, but not like how it was in Mania.
Yeah, it was not a super kick party.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It wasn't no Young Bucks today.
No, but the highlights to me and that whatever is just like it just seems like Kevin always has to take a fucking ladder fucking I mean, not a ladder, a fucking the steel step bump mm-hmm. that he takes really great.
Yeah.
Him when he gets like, you know, the hot tag and you know, he mm-hmm. goes for like, you know, when he goes for the Swanton and all that stuff, like, you know, just him just you know, going back and forth. When Riddle got the hot tag or whatever, going back and forth, right? Like, you know, just you forget that Riddle, you know, like, I'm not going to say he's underrated because it's not that. But you
he's
forget.
Not underrated at all. He's
no, good. I didn't say no, but like, it's just sometimes you forget, like, he can go too.
Mm-hmm. He can.
Yeah. And then, I just, like, it really got me. The ooh moment was when what was it? Jay was gonna go, you know, try to do it, and the Solo just like, you know, with the fucking tag on his chest, like hard, like almost chopping him.
Mm-hmm.
And they give him a look, like, you know, like
you're starting to see the slight deception within the group.
Yeah, and then when Solo was about to go, my man just tagged himself back, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got it.
When it looked like he was about to literally like hit him with a spike, like fuck you.
No, but then remember, then like, you know, moments later, it was that part where like he was about to like, yo, Oos, I'm your brother, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good match. It was a good back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
The good story. The good story.
I'm gonna paraphrase or whatever. He went, yo, Solo, Fast and Furious, Olive Garden.
Family. Yeah, yeah. No, I saw it. I saw it coming. I was like,
yeah, but then with Solo picking up the win, right? Now, to me, like storyline wise or whatever, it's gonna be like, you know, that Jay's gonna be like, you see, we did it. Like,
he's Solo like, no, you did it. No, I did it. Yeah.
No. When Roman's gonna be like, Solo did it.
Mm-hmm.
My enforcer did it.
Yeah.
You guys
were too busy kicking each other in the face. Because that's what happened.
Yeah.
One of them kicked the other one in the face.
Yeah.
By mistake.
But like I said, you already know, like I said, it just adds to the story to see, like, you know, for weeks to come, like, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But like I said, because of that ending, now it adds more to it. And, you know, I think it's going to, like, push to, I don't know if it's going to be SummerSlam or Survivor Series, where I think by then the bloodline's going to, like, you know, it's going to be at that point.
Slightly just, broken.
No, that I think the Usos are going to slowly fade away or whatever. And then that's when you're going to have that whole thing of, like, you know, people, you know, like Jay trying to go for the Tribal Chief spot.
Okay.
Because that's, like I said, that's just to me how I see it playing out.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not a bad take on it.
Wrestling 101, bro. Like, you know, like, really? Like you know, like, you're trying to see ahead or whatever the hell, and that's what it looks like to me, how it's playing out.
I would be surprised. I would not be surprised at all if that's how it comes out.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. But it should be cool. It should be interesting to see where it's going to go. Yeah, because this match was not bad. It wasn't a bad match.
No, it wasn't.
No. Like I said, it was still up there with some of my favorite matches on the show. And then the final match was Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes.
Cody got that big pop too.
Yeah, he got a huge pop.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. You're Spanish too. Part of you is.
Yeah. Which is, it was cool. It was a cool match. Like, Cody gets that push because, of course, it's Cody. Because people love Cody. And, you know, he got nothing wrong with it. I got nothing against him. He's just good. He's good at what he does.
Dude, in the beginning or whatever, for him just trying to take out Brock in the beginning.
Dude, then, the fact then, that, then, yeah.
No, but then afterwards, Brock was like, fuck your momentum, you know, started tossing him everywhere. man caught him with like so many different suplexes, and you know, like I'm not gonna say it took away from the match or whatever the hell, because I was loving it. The fans, on the other hand, were just kind of like, you know, well, there goes Brock again doing his shit.
Yeah, right. He took him straight to Suplex City.
Yeah, no, I thought it was funny that this dude said, you know, taking him to Suplex Sura. Like, I was like, you know, like, okay.
You tried too hard. You tried too hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll allow it, but you kind of hurt my inner Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You call me just, right in the end.
Just but so much.
Ow, my ethnicity.
It was fun.
I also, like, what added to it, too, was Brock getting color.
Yeah. Which was somewhat intentional. It was not like, it was not something that was.
But I think I think it was a positive add to that match.
Yeah, it was. It was.
But
kind of needed there.
Now the end spot, though, which I will say is that, you know, when he had him in the Kimura lock or whatever, and then Cody kind of pulled the Bret Hart beat Austin thing, you know.
The most devastating move in sports entertainment.
The surprise roll-up. 1, 2, 3. Adrenaline. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
I swear, dude, that fucking...
Whoa! You know what really got me, though? I thought Brock was going to attack him at the end. But I think Brock was just like, fuck, he got me.
Yeah, it also, but he kind of see in his face that, yo, this is not over. We're not done with this whole little feud that we have here.
I'm going to get you with that rubber chicken watch.
Yeah. I will get you soon.
and your little dog, too. And then Pharaoh goes,
yeah, exactly. Huh? No, not me. Don't get me.
My man's gonna come out of nowhere, like with the old school Big Boss Man or whatever. It's like, you know, he's gonna be like, he's gonna take Cody out to eat, whatever. It's like, you like this? You know, it's fit enough for a Pharaoh.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you remember the Big Boss Man thing or whatever?
Yep.
You know, you like it? Has a little bit of pepper. It's pepper. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's fucked up. Yeah. I remember.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. But, PETA after you.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Even though there is no proof that you actually.
No, I know, but just the idea.
Yeah, yeah. No, but this was a fun match. It was okay.
Yeah, and like I said, that like Cody needed that win.
Yeah, he did.
And it pushes him forward, and like how I told you when I text you, now he can continue the story. Since he got that big win. After that major loss at, you know, Mania. Mm-hmm. Right now, whatever happens in this tournament, I think it's supposed to, like, actually, as we're talking, the tournament's probably going on.
Yeah. So what sucks, though, is that he's in the tournament, but the tournament is for the Raw Championship or the new championship or whatever.
Yeah.
It's technically going to be on Raw.
Oh, so the way that's supposed to play out is... since it's 6 from Raw and 6 from SmackDown, it's supposed to be 3-person uh-huh. two triple threat matches, and then the winner of those matches will go on later on in the evening, go against one another, and whoever wins will be, you know, the one that goes to Night of Champions. And the same thing, you know, for SmackDown, they're going to have that too. So now, I don't know, like I said, you know, we're recording right now, so unless you want to try to see if there's any results up now.
Nah, not really.
So we can see if, you know, if the story does continue.
We'd be surprised. I want to be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. I'll search it out now.
I want to know everything.
Yeah.
Nah, like, us, honestly, like, this whole new title thing is kind of like, eh.
No, like it's, I said earlier, all it is really is a cop-out.
Yeah, and I really hope that Cody figures out what the fuck he's doing and actually winds up going back to SmackDown to go for that title. Because, or somehow they get him into that title shot, because I don't want to see him go for like a little bullshit title that's just showing up now out of nowhere. Because essentially what you think about this title, if you really look at it, it's the participation trophy.
You know what? That is like a perfect analogy for it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a champion. Not Roman. Yeah. You're a champion.
You're a champion of the losers because everybody else fucking went against them and lost.
Yeah, like I told you before, like, what was it when he was feuding with Kevin Owens, right? And I always felt like, damn, man, they just like shitting on Owens. But every match that he had against Roman or whatever, they were all good.
Yeah.
But it still just kind of hurt me because I'm just like, God damn it, man. Like, you know, Kevin Owens, like, one of the toughest dudes there, whatever, and he's fucking Roman's punching bag. Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad.
No, but I still kept thinking to myself, like, you know, when Brock caught him with Cody with all the suplexes or whatever, and the meme I sent you with the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it! Stop it! He's already dead.
Yeah, it's the.
But
best.
Then Cody ate his spinach and you know.
He came back.
And like
and he still had to hit him with the most devastating move in sports entertainment, you know?
No, you know what I thought was actually kind of cool?
What?
That Brock actually took that Cody cutter pretty good.
He did. He did. He took it. He ate it. So like, okay, cool. And he sold it too.
Yeah.
He sold it. I'm like, okay. Okay.
People always kind of like forget that Brock, you know, Brock does know how to work, man.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just thinks like, you know, Or he does his squash matches. Like, no.
No.
Because, I mean, like, even look at Mania or whatever when he went against Omos.
Yeah.
That he made Omos, like, you know, look good. So he made him look like somewhat of a threat until my man said, fuck you, Suplex City.
Yeah. Yeah. Geeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but he's good. Yeah, cheap. Like, just slightly cheap. But,
yeah.
No, but like I enjoyed this match. It was okay. Like it wasn't like, oh my god. I want to see where this is gonna go. I want to see Cody actually win the title from fucking Roman. Because I'm tired of seeing Roman walk around with the title for fucking like 3 hours just to get to the ring.
You know,
that's one of those things that really
you know,
like.
No, I say no. You know what? You know what really gets me.
What?
That if you remember when he went against Cena and he was talking all this shit about being a part-timer, it's like, my man, you became Cena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Yeah. Like, I get it. He may be hurt. He may be trying to fucking figure some shit out, but...
No, I think if I remember correctly, part of it is the reason why he's not working as much or whatever is... I don't know if it's 100% true that apparently I think the leukemia came back. So that's why he's working a limited schedule.
Possibly. Possibly.
Like, I don't know how true that, like, you know, 100% that is. But if Which that is totally the case.
Like if
that,
it
that,
is.
No, and then that's why I get it even more so. Of the reason why the limited schedule.
But if that is the thing. Drop the title. Drop the title. Get better.
Yeah. But also at the same
once you get better, come back and take your title back. 5-4 to get it back.
I was going to joke around saying, like, you know, just to kind of, like, you know, get away from that or whatever, I love you, Liv Morgan shirt.
Oh, yeah. 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 Fair.
Because I don't know if you remember when she was with Sarah Logan and fucking Ruby. Yeah. That was technically the idea of what she was playing.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was. Really
and then later on, Alexa Bliss went, fuck you, I'm gonna do it too.
Yeah. And that's totally understandable. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess
that was backlash.
Yeah. Yeah. Backlash was good. It was a good backlash. If you were to give it a letter rating, what would you give it?
D minus.
Yeah. I'd probably give it a solid B.
for Bailey.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it a solid B.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying I give it a B minus. Like, you know, like it was good. Yeah. It wasn't great, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, super enjoyable. Definitely something that has some future possibilities built into it. So we excited to see what's going to happen from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
So, I mean, the next thing we just look forward to is Night of Champions. See what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. See exactly what happens. See what kind of bullshit they figure out for for this new title. See who wins. See who actually decides to actually give up their titles. Because, of course, for the Night of Champions, we're going to have a bunch of different title exchanges. So we would hope so, at least.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had any in a while, other than Rhea Ripley winning the championship. Everything else pretty much stood the same. Gunther still has his title.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this to you.
What?
I feel really bad that, what was it? After that great match that he had at Mania, he's the only person that didn't get and still champion shirt. You know, Bianca got the and still champion shirt. Roman and still champion shirt. The you know, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens got the and new shirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea Ripley got the and new shirt, but Gunther, mm-hmm. they kind of like, you know, great match. Do I get a shirt? Fuck your shirt.
Nobody buys your merch anyway.
Well, not as Gunther, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Everybody wants the Walter shirts, which is perfectly understandable. Yeah, but it's all good. I want to see more Sheamus and Gunther, because that'd be great. Sheamus, Gunther, and Jonah. That'd be a great triple threat match right there. I think so. All right, so that pretty much wraps it up. Unless you got anything else to add, Senor.
No.
So, guys, thank you guys for listening. Where can we find you, Senor?
You can find me here. You can find me on Twitter at DenyTinyED and on Instagram at DenyTIN.Y.ED. Where can we find you, good sir?
You guys can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Yeah, that about wraps it up for us just talking about WrestleMania Backlash and a whole bunch of other wrestling shows. But
wow, you called it the old moniker.
Did I?
Yeah, you said WrestleMania Backlash.
Jesus. I guess
that's fine. I'll correct it for you. And that was Boricua Backlash.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to say like Michael Cole. Boricua Backlash.
Yeah. So that was Backlash. And it was a fun time. It was a fun time. Definitely worth checking out if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's a good watch, you know. Yeah. And entertaining, you know, some entertaining, you know, moments and all that stuff. Like I said, overall, it was good.
Yeah. It was a solid pay-per-view. So definitely check it out. Again, I said pay-per-view, even though it's not a pay-per-view. So it's a
premium live event.
It's a PLE. Yeah.
It's a pleh.
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 Yeah, welcome to Backlash, the WWE's pleh.
Pleh. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. And we'd like to wish you the best in all your future endeavors.